Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. So, on this Super Tuesday...
It is a Super Tuesday.
Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And I have to ask the inevitable question, was it super?
It was super because I actually did it on Tuesday. Usually, you know, I do them the night before, but I completely forgot.
You forgot the crossword?
Yes.
Gasp.
So
I am agog.
So I thought to myself this afternoon, I don't believe I did the crossword.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it Tuesday afternoon when I was much more alert than I usually am
right.
at night. And,
yep.
And yeah, it was a breeze.
Mm-hmm. I found it a little tricky, but not too bad.
Mm-hmm. It is a tall puzzle. It's a little taller than it is wide.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. So
I think you have to be probably pretty established as a crossword constructor before they'll let that slide, I would think.
I don't know.
Unless they've got some really good reason for it, because they do like their 15 by 15s.
Mm-hmm. It fits in their grid, I'm sure, their standard grid there. Easy to fill it in.
Right. So, there was a theme here.
There was a theme. It was rather esoteric.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's the New York Times. We can expect that.
We can?
Esoteric, you bet.
Okay.
Even if you do claim that they're sort of sliding into slangier and slangier English with every day.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to tell the revealer first because that's what makes it make sense, but... the revealer was 54 across, spring-loaded office device, or a collective hint to the four themed clues. So, the answer to that was three-hole punch.
Yes.
The old three-hole punch.
I remember it well.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the first themed clue was 16 across, flaw in an argument, which is a logical fallacy, or one might say a hole in your logic.
Right.
Then the next one was 26 across, a void, which was empty space, which would also be a hole.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had
34 across?
Yeah. 34 across. Messy living area, pigsty, or if you wanted to be really
rude?
Derogatory, you could call it a hole.
Yes.
And then finally, we had 41 across, many a beverage ending in aid, and that was a fruit drink, or what you might call a punch. So you have hole, 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 punch, or three-hole punch.
Three-hole punch.
So there you go. That was the theme.
Yep. Definitely right in your face.
No, it's not.
When I first saw that, I was expecting to find three O's in each of the answers.
Uh-huh.
I figured those would qualify as holes. But
I was looking for holes. I was looking for the word hole, but nope.
Well, that's the way it goes. No holes.
Right.
No holes barred,
yep.
Or something like that.
Yeah, you had to really dig to find the hole.
I wonder if they had more O's than usual. You know, Expert Info produces a lot of statistics. One thing they don't produce is just a breakdown of the number of letters in the alphabet. I think that would be quite interesting.
Well, it could be.
I'm hoping for a big Q day tomorrow. Maybe that'll have to wait till Saturday. We've got Iraq. We've got keto. We're out of letters. Okay, we're out of words. Let's see. One across, tea with tapioca pearls was boba. They do like to come back to boba.
They like that boba, you bet.
And that also, that crossed with one down, cattle catching weapon, Ebola.
Yes.
Okay, let me repronounce that so people don't think I said Ebola. A cattle catching weapon, Ebola.
That's
there,
right.
That sounded better.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, what is that, a rope of some sort with balls on the end? Am I thinking about the right thing? The bola?
I'm not really sure.
No?
I just don't know.
Hmm. It's too bad we don't live in an age where we, oh, wait, especially in South America, a weapon consisting of a number of balls connected by strong cord, which when thrown entangles the limbs of the quarry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it is.
They're not actually trying to hit them with the balls. They're just trying to snag their legs so the balls can go around them and knock them out, kind of like in Star Wars when that...
Yes,
the jet fighter ran around the
AT-AT?
Yeah, something like that, mm-hmm. and knocked it over.
Yes, mm-hmm. yep, that was the Bola attack.
Uh-huh.
let's see, what else? Three down, eagerly awaited occasion was the big moment.
Yes.
I had it starting with BI and went for birthday.
Oh.
but it didn't fit.
No.
And five down, like... B-boy or my B, or I'm sorry, like B-boy or my B, that was slangy.
Yes.
They had slangy, and then at 43 down, they had dorky, which was dweeby.
Yes.
So we had slangy, meet dweeby, dweeby, meet dorky, or slangy. Whoa, I just completely mispronounced that word. All right. Let's just move right along.
Okay.
And
then we also had... Talking of slangy.
Yes.
45 down. Don't let those people escape. Get them.
Get them.
Get them. And then we had another one. Oh, 34 down. Eggplant blank. Italian dish familiarly. Parm.
Right.
Parm. Have that, some parm.
That doesn't sound quite as slangy. They just lost the ijon.
Uh-huh. But still.
I know. You're really missing your from yesterday. 14 across, France's longest river. So whenever I see France's longest river, I immediately say Seine.
Me too.
Because that's the only river I can think of.
Me too.
And it happens to have exactly the same number of letters and two of the same letters in the same positions as the correct answer, which was the Loire.
That's correct.
So
yes.
That's just the way it goes.
Yep.
The Loire probably has an inferiority complex, even if it is the longer river.
Right. Right. And 21 across, blank sea, body of water between Uzbekistan and
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
I know from my many trips to Kazakhstan.
Well, anyway, it was Aral.
Right.
A-R-A-L. I always want to think, is it Aral or Ural?
I don't have to think. I immediately put down Ural. And then...
it turned out to be Aral, A-R-A-L.
Yeah, the tip-off for me was 18 down, folded part of a 17 down. A 17 down cold weather wear was coat, so this was a folded part of a coat, and I had it as being a lapel.
Oh.
And my knowledge of you know, all things clothing-related helped me realize that lapel is not a thing.
That is correct.
But lapel is.
I ended up at 25 down and 29 across. I had an attic there. 25 down was Florida hit with the lyric, champagne bucket still got two tears in it. What a line. What a lyric there. But anyway, and then that crossed with 29 across, weightlifting item for a biceps routine. And... the answer to the first one was I cry. I had I see blank Y.
Mm.
So I was like, I see. but, or anyway. And then 29 across, the weightlifting item was a curl bar.
Right.
So I had that space blank, and I just started putting letters in. And when I get the R, I got the happy music. So...
Well, I knew about curl. I mean, I
have never heard of a curl bar.
Really? Hmm. I've heard of curls, though. I actually started off as curl-ups, but that didn't get me very far.
What is a curl bar?
A curl bar, let's see, 29 across, weightlifting item for a biceps routine is a curl bar. Thank you very much. Well, I presume it's like probably a piece of metal shaped like a bar.
Yes.
Are you with me so far?
I got you.
All right. And you curl it. Thank you. Thank you. We'll be here all week.
You curl it?
I mean, it's I'm not sure what the difference is between that and like a dumbbell, but it's just something that you and listeners, I am doing hand gestures right now. I'm gesturing a curl, which probably is not working well on podcast line.
But, okay, well, it makes sense now to me.
Right. Yeah, I went for curl ups, but I don't even know if that's a thing. I mean, you've got pull ups.
And it's not equipment, right? I mean, a curl up.
No, but I had to do something with the BAR because I didn't know what it was. But then 32 down sort of helped anchor that. Equipped for sailing was rig.
That's correct.
And then 31 down was quite cute. Bad way to run, amok.
Yes.
And I bet you got 30 down, where to swing your partner round and round.
Barn dance.
You got that. Oh, you even said that with the right accent. Well done. let's see here. 19 across was quite interesting. Inventor David Aguilar built a fully functional prosthetic one from Legos, and the answer was arm.
Yes.
And I just watched a video of this. He's a person who was born, his right arm didn't fully develop, and so when he was young, he started making these prosthetic arms, and they've just been getting better and better. Fascinating story. Great clue. I mean, great clue. You know, the answer is arm, but the clue just invites you to explore all sorts of things.
Does.
It's really, really
it
pretty
does.
Amazing.
It, you know, kind of piques your curiosity. So
we will include a link to an amazing video in the show notes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I doubt very much if David Aguilar is listening. Otherwise, probably not. So
he's from Andorra.
Yes. So. Let's see here. Was there anything else? I think that was about it. Oh, just one last observation. 62 across was Georgia School said to be one of the Southern Ivies. And I had an EM. And I had one blank letter and ending with R-Y. So I thought, oh, it's Emory, E-M-E-R-Y. And then I just had this idea of what the people who run the university would be. They would be the Emory Board. And they would probably have some sort of a specialty in podiatry or something like that.
You mean like manicures?
Yes. That's
not that. Podiatry. That's foot doctor.
Well, don't. Oh, I see. Yes. Okay. Well, anyways, I just had this idea of an Emory board consisting all of Emory boards. It was a ridiculous vision. So let's just move along.
Okay.
And it is Tuesday, which means it's time for Triplet Tuesday.
Do, 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 do.
And listeners, Triplet Tuesday is that part of the podcast where one of us reads three clues in decreasing order of difficulty to the other. The answer to all three clues is one three-letter answer. The goal is to guess that answer in as few clues as possible, and we do it three times, hence the name Triplet Tuesday.
There you go.
Listeners are encouraged to play along. Just hit the pause button once the clue has been read and see if you can beat the person who is attempting to answer it. And today, that would be me. And let us know how you did. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Let us know, you know, how many times it took you to answer the clue or to get to the answer in question. Okay. Lay it on me.
All right. Here's your first clue. Oil source.
Oil source. Is that spelled O-I-L?
Yes, it is.
And S-O-U-R-C-E?
Yes.
Good. Just wanted to make sure it wasn't like oil sores, S-O-R-E-S.
Oh.
Oil source. Rig.
No.
Yeah. Darn.
Second clue. USPS option.
Okay, the first was oil source. USPS option. United States Postal Service option.
USPS.
Yeah.
Option.
So it's probably an abbreviation of something that the U.S. Postal Service does. Boy, I have no idea. Amy, A-M-I.
Nope. Here's your last clue. Cape blank. Cape.
Cape blank. Cape Rio.
Oh, no. Cape Cod.
Sorry? Okay.
Okay. All right. I got you get it on that one. Cape Cod oil source, like cod liver oil.
Mm-hmm.
And the USPS option would be COD.
Right.
Cash on delivery. So, okay. Well, let's try number two. Tricked but good.
Tricked but good. Con.
No. Attained.
Got.
That's right. Ding, 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 ding.
Woo.
Got it on two.
All right.
The third clue was, I blank you, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have gotten that one?
Maybe.
Okay. Very good. All right. Here's your last one.
Ready. Hope, listeners, you're doing better than I am.
Butcher, baker, or candlestick maker?
Job.
That's right. Number one. Uh-huh. Good for you.
Well, thank you very much.
Uh-huh. The second one was a biblical symbol of patience.
Right, Job.
Patience of Job.
Okay, Job.
Mm-hmm. And the last one, I figured you'd get this one. Graduate's desire, since you work with students. Graduate's desire.
Mm-hmm.
Job.
Right.
Job, Job.
Job, Job, and Job.
And you got and cod,
mm-hmm.
or COD.
Right.
So, all right. Well, not too bad.
I suppose. Two out of three. All right. Well, that is it for today. So, thanks everyone for listening. Remember, we always appreciate it when you leave a review of us wherever you happen to be listening to this podcast. And we will be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.